This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is urging Americans to cover their faces in public to reduce the spread of the coronavirus and is limiting exports of medical supplies. Also Friday, New York's governor vowed to seize unused ventilators from private hospitals and companies. The dramatic steps come and as amid several global shortages of equipment needed to fight the pandemic and concerns from health officials that those without symptoms can spread the virus. The new U.S. guidelines call for everyone to wear makeshift face coverings like T-shirts and bandanas. Authorities say supply shortages worldwide have caused healthcare workers to fall sick and forced doctors in Europe to make life or death decisions. Some states and cities that have been shipped masks, gloves, ventilators, and other essential equipment from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus have gotten an unwelcome surprise. That's the material is unusable. Nearly 6,000 medical masks sent to Alabama had dry rot. More than 150 ventilators sent to Los Angeles were broken and had to be repaired. In Oregon, it was masked with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap. The CDC has acknowledged that some items in the U.S. stockpile have exceeded their manufacturer-designated shelf life, but still were being distributed because of the urgent demand. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Friday during a news conference that the city has mere days to prepare for the worst of the novel coronavirus outbreak. His city is the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak and has suffered more than a quarter of U.S. coronavirus-related deaths. New York City reported its biggest jumps yet in COVID-19 deaths on Friday. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A convention center in Madrid has been turned into a makeshift field hospital holding more than 1,000 patients with the coronavirus. The volunteers at the cavernous exhibition hall try to dispense kindness and optimism as they treat the afflicted. There's a bookshelf filled with donated novels. Each bed has hotel toiletries beside it. Meals are served along with personalized notes from the staff. At least 800 patients had been discharged from the field hospitals as of Thursday, although six had died since its doors opened 12 days earlier. Britain's Prince Charles opened a new hospital in London Friday, erected to provide thousands of extra beds for patients with the coronavirus. Built in just 9 days, the Nightingale Hospital, which will initially provide up to 500 beds, equipped with ventilators and oxygen, will eventually be able to treat about 4,000 patients. The hospital is the first of six new temporary hospitals to be set up across the country to prevent Britain's stretched National Health Service from being overwhelmed by an influx of patients, with the number of those requiring treatment expected to peak in the next few weeks. So far, approximately 3,600 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the UK have died. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to announce a committee to oversee his vice presidential selection process and is already thinking about whom he'd choose to join his cabinet. Biden made the disclosure Friday during a virtual fundraiser. He holds a significant lead in delegates over primary rival Bernie Sanders, but hasn't officially clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. He said he's spoken to Sanders to let him know he'd be working on the vice presidential vetting process. Biden said he doesn't want Sanders to think he's being presumptuous by choosing a running mate, but he added that the vice presidential vetting process takes time, so he has to begin this month. President Trump has fired the intelligence watchdog who handled the complaint that triggered his impeachment. He informed the Senate Intelligence Committee Friday of his decision to fire Michael Atkinson, according to a letter obtained by the Associated Press. A senior Chinese finance official said Friday that the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic's shock to China's economy is temporary. Gloomy prospects shrouded the world economy in 2020 amid the pandemic. The International Monetary Fund projected a contraction of global output in 2020, with the worldwide recession possibly exceeding the level of the 2008 global financial crisis. The official said China has ample policy tools to stabilize its economic growth and that the impact of the coronavirus outbreak is likely to be temporary. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.